So today's talk is called Traveling Light. Gosh, it keeps filling up. It's amazing. I'm going to go like this. See if more show up. So if you've ever lost your baggage on a trip, you go, oh my gosh, oh, I lost my baggage. But the first thing you think is, well, I need a toothbrush, change of underwear, pair of pants, and a top. Until I find my baggage again. All of a sudden you realize, you know, maybe I didn't need as much stuff as I brought along on this trip. I used to go up to Door County, Wisconsin. Instead of hauling a bunch of stuff up there with me, I would just like take very little with me and then go to resell it shops and just buy stuff. And when I was done with it, I would just like turn it back in. Because it was, I only needed it in that environment for that amount of time. If I really liked it, I brought it home with me. Okay, so I think, you know, a lot of times we are carrying a lot of baggage with us, and just like a heavy suitcase that seemed like a good idea when we were packing it, but then when we lifted it off the bed and then dragged it out of the house and then dragged it to wherever we were going next and then had to take it out of the back of the taxi cab and drag it here and then go to the next destination, we're thinking, oh my gosh, why am I dragging all this stuff around with me? But our thoughts are something we can't see. And that's a lot of baggage that a lot of us are carrying around with us. That we have a lot of distractions so that we don't see it, but actually it's weighing us down. Just as if we're taking too much on a trip. When you go on a trip and you go to a destination you've never been there before, you really don't know what to do, so you have a tendency to overpack. Once you've been there, I mean, I always make a mental note, this is all I need next time. I'm not doing this again. So I bet if we could say, okay, I've been through this lifetime. Next time I come back, this is really all I need to know on this journey. And I'm not going to bring and add on a bunch of stuff onto it. I'm going to keep it really nice and light when I'm here because I know what I really need and I know what's really important. So our emotional baggage, the stuff that we just keep packing on and holding on to, our angers, our resentments, our guilts, our I should be doing more, I should have accomplished more by now. We don't realize how heavy that is and how it affects our whole body, our mind, our body, and our spirit. We actually start hiding who and what we really are underneath a bunch of stories, a bunch of ideas that become an obstacle to really being on the journey that we came here to be on. So I thought today we'd just kind of go through some ways of, at this time, maybe kind of opening up our suitcases, our minds, and saying, what have I got packed in there that I could do without? I know Wayne Dyer did a book called Your Erroneous Zones. I don't know if you remember that, but the front cover was really all you need. It showed guilt and anger and resentment, and this person was all bent over, carrying all these negative emotions. And so when we take all those off, we start standing up straight, we have more energy, we have more clarity, we can make good decisions, we can travel lighter. And we are healthier also, mind, body, and spirit. And we can see ourselves better because there's not so much. We're not looking down. We're looking up now. We're actually able to see what's going on and what's in front of us. So if we all did just a moment to kind of look at our mental baggage that we've got going on here. And I put some packing tips here. Isn't this nice looking, this program? Maria told me when she said, I'll print the programs, it's going to look like it used to look for a little while. Then it's going to change. She knows exactly what she's doing. This is what she does. This is what she does for a living. But she knew, just like with anything, like maybe introduce it slowly. Who knows what it's going to look like next week? I have no idea. So, packing tips. Remove and discard all self-criticism and guilt. That's a big one. So how many times we're beating up on ourselves and how many things we feel guilty about, if we could remove those, if we could say, I'm going to use compassion for myself, I'm going to take anything that's guilt from the past and say, okay, that might have been appropriate to who I was then, you know, that I made that decision. But in this moment, that's not who I am. I'm going to be compassionate about the fact that I am human and that I didn't come in learning and knowing everything. I am learning it through the experiences, and that experience taught me something. It's not a bad thing. Every emotion is a good thing. It's a discomfort or a comfort. Every one of them is okay. It's when you take it and turn it against you and hold on to it and live in it and drag it with you everywhere you go that it becomes a problem. It's no longer a messenger. It's baggage that you don't need. And as far as self-criticism goes, to understand that everybody has an inner critic. Everybody's beating up on themselves. Everybody's saying, I should be doing more. I should have accomplished more. I should have done this different. I should have done that. Is there anybody in this room who doesn't have that voice? So then it must be a very common trait of being a human being and not something that is really in alignment with the story of our soul, but it is the common thing that all of us are working on overcoming and having compassion for ourselves. When we don't have it, then we become very critical in the outside world of what everybody else is doing because we haven't given ourselves permission to be kind to ourselves. It's hard to be kind to others. Check for personal items. Okay, we all take personal items with us. But see if you can possibly take some of the things that you've been taking personally and make them impersonal. Now, there's some things you may not be able to do that with. But one of the big ones is if you feel like somebody has personally done something to you, step back and say, let me take a better look at this personality that I think did something to me. Let me take a big look at this. I know when I would be dating, I was like, oh my God, it's like a knife in the heart. They said this to me, they did this, they did whatever. And when I would look back or meet some of their exes, I would find that they carried it with them wherever they went. That it wasn't me. This is just who they were and the journey they were on and the story they were living in. So if there's anybody in your life who you could say, that was actually appropriate to who that person is and was. They do it, you give them a new scenario, they're going to do exactly the same thing until they get it, that it's not working for them. So if we can stop like saying, oh my gosh, that made me so angry, it hurt me so much, whatever, to say, wait a minute, were they really coming towards me to do this, or was this really just where they were and who they were? We can do this with a parent that maybe didn't give us the love that we thought we should get. You have a tendency to take it personally. But if that person never received love and didn't love themselves, it wouldn't matter who the child was that was in front of them, they would have behaved in the same way. If they decided not to keep you when they had you, it wouldn't have mattered who they had, they just weren't ready to have a child yet. Do you see what I'm talking about? You're taking something that personally did happen to you, and you're making it into, would they have done this no matter what? Is that just where they were? Does that make a difference in your mind? When you can do something like that, run it through that and say, okay, that's just where that person was or is right now. And I was just the next one that ran into that person or showed up in that person's life. But that's what they were working on. It's like, wow, I just got rid of a tremendous amount of baggage when I did that. It hurts so bad until you say, this is where they're living, and anybody they encounter in that neighborhood of where they're living, this is what's going to happen. And on the other side of it, it's a lesson for us to love ourselves enough to choose something else But to carry it around with us the rest of our lives, what they did to us and let it define us, is called baggage. So let's see if we can let go of that, some of that. This is not about if somebody does something to you that you're not supposed to grieve it or be hurt by it. We're not talking about that. It's when it continues on your journey with you everywhere you go, and now everybody you meet is affected by that baggage. I was hurt once. I will never trust or love again. And we carry it with us. Or all men or all women are evil. Whatever it is, then it's baggage. And we bring that into every relationship that we come into contact with. And then the other person could be listening to this talk saying, it's really not me, it's her. She's the one who has this in her baggage. And she's carrying it with her everywhere she goes. And it doesn't matter that she met me. It's just where she was. Does that make sense? So it works both ways. So if we had baggage and all of a sudden, and we were encountering people, we probably didn't behave in our best way. We probably weren't being true to who and what we really are. But then when we understand that, now we're like a totally different person. And we really are a totally different person. Because we're living in a totally different story. And we don't need to think that all this or that is bad or good. It's just all on the journey, bringing us into a better understanding of who and what we are. And we can be compassionate with that person instead of living with them being in resentment. We can be compassionate and say, gosh, I see them doing so much better going forward. I'm glad I move forward and I want the same thing for them. Remove any baggage given to you by others. You know how when you go out to the airport, they say, has anybody given you anything to carry on? Don't ever leave your baggage unattended, okay? Because if you're not paying attention, somebody's going to try to put something in there that isn't yours. So make sure that when somebody's telling you a situation that's going on for them, that you don't take on their stuff and start working on it, because it's called codependency, okay? And when you're working on it and they're not. And so you've brought on their baggage now. Now you're carrying, oh my God, I'm worried about them. What are they going to do? Oh my gosh, I'm going to research this. I'm going to find this organization. I'm going to get them this book to read. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm such a good, caring person. Did you read the book? Not yet. But I'm going to. Thank you so much for thinking about me. Okay. Leave tormentos behind. Now, a tormento is what you might have thought was a memento. I'm sorry, get my words messed up here. I'm thinking of Mentos. Okay, a memento is something that when you see it, it's like, oh, that brings back nice, warm, fuzzy feelings, right? Okay, but a tormento does not do that, okay? I can't throw this away because my mom gave it to me. My mom used to beat me, but I gotta have it. Just gotta have that thing there. You know, she would have a fit if I threw that thing away. So a tormento is something that when we see it, it brings up a really sad energy, a really low energy. And it really bends us over. It makes us very sad. So when you go home, you might want to look around your house and say, do I have any tormentos laying around here? Because I don't need them. I need things that my subconscious mind is going to pick up on that actually energize me. I'm going to lighten my load and have those things that bring back fond memories. And I'm not going to have it all over the place to remind me. I'm going to store it in a very light thing called my memory. I can have some of it around, but I don't have to drag it with me wherever I go. I can remember and store it in my heart and my mind and keep it all very light, Okay? Because if we start saving everything because it reminds us of our favorite aunt and it's a sofa that doesn't go with the rest of our house. I used to have this in design. It happened to me all the time. It's like, really, that Victorian sofa is not really going with your neoclassical look here, you know? And so I had to deal with that. But she couldn't let go of it because I said, well, how about a picture? And it turned out her aunt was a wonderful artist. I said, there you go. There's your aunt. She wouldn't be keeping this anymore either. It's time for you to let it go. Because we keep stuff sometimes that even they wouldn't have kept. That they gave it to you because they didn't want it anymore. And you're thinking, this is a memento. Ask yourself, why did they really give it to me? Were they just clearing out stuff? Okay. Unpack your dramas, okay? So if you're traveling through this world and you notice that you have a tendency to, like, get attracted to drama, to really say, maybe I don't need so much drama. Maybe I could take an acting class, you know? Do some theater. Maybe I could write a book. Maybe I could do something else. But do I need the drama in my own life? Is it possible that the drama is what is distracting me from all the other baggage that I've got? Is it possible that it's keeping me from fulfilling my purpose, from enjoying this life? Could it be my excuse to go from one drama to the next drama? Could it really just be a way of dancing as fast as I can in a situation and actually go absolutely nowhere? Is it just a major distraction from taking responsibility for my own life and what I'm going to do next? So as we look in our suitcase of our mind, we could say, do I have certain people in my life that seem to also be drawn to drama, and do I really get anything out of the relationship? Have you ever had a friend that had a lot of drama and you talked to him all? Yes. Yes. Sherry's had some friends that have drama. And you talk to him, you spend a lot of time talking to him about it and on the phone with him and all that stuff. And then one day when they're over their drama, you find out you have absolutely nothing in common and absolutely nothing to talk about. It was like, that was it. That was our whole relationship. Was their drama, was our whole relationship. And when they're done with it, you go, what did I just do with 4 years of my life? What did I do? I was dragging around somebody else's drama, okay? That is not to say we're not supposed to be compassionate with people as they go through things. I hope we're not going on the other side of this. We're talking about the ongoing just recreation of the same types of feelings over and over and over again that are bringing us down, okay? And if we have a friend who's going through that, we might want to say to them, are you done with that story? Are you done? Because I think I'm done with it. Okay? Ask them if they're done. If they're not done, you will no longer be their friend, and they will move on to the next person. And you'll notice those people go through people. Don't take it personally. This is what they're doing. Okay? And we've all been there. We've all been that person, too. Okay. Recycle your heavy stories into your life's purpose. So we talked about when you were little, somebody did something to you, okay, and it really hurt you, and now for a big part of your life, it's defined you. But take that same heavy story, and maybe something that's happened in your life more recently. Take it and say, how could I put this to good purpose? Who else could I help with what I've been through? Could it be it was on purpose and that's there because as a soul agreement, I decided this was going to be the work I did to allow people to come out from underneath the rock, the hiding, the sadness, and realize they're not alone, that there's many people who have this going on, and I'm going to make a difference. So you take that thing that was so painful, and you turn it into good. You give it a new story, and you give it a new life, and everything happened for a reason, and you're going to encourage other people. You're going to give it a voice where maybe there never was a voice before. You're going to add to the voice that's coming about now, because this is what moves and changes our world. When we hold the story and the drama and the hurt, and we go within and believe it's only happened to us, that's what allowed everything to continue. All the different forms of abuse to continue. And when we find purpose, and there's those who do, and we start talking about it, and we're compassionate, and we let people know this is so common, but now we're on the lookout for it, and it was never about you, it was always about the other person. And then things change, and we live in a more compassionate world, and people let go of a lot of baggage, and they show up. They actually show up in their life. That's about the best gift you can bring to this world and to yourself and to others. That's as good as it gets. The last thing is, let's not carry a bunch of travel guides with us, okay? We can become spiritual junkies where we read everything. I've got every book. And we haul them with us in our mind wherever we go. What if we put them down and we allowed our own soul, our own inner teacher, and our own joy to be our guide? What if it's as simple as that? That we don't need to read and attend every class and every book, and that we just actually, okay, I got it. I read it. It was good. It really made me think. It's wonderful. Now, I think what the book is actually saying is I'm supposed to apply this. I'm actually supposed to do this now. I'm supposed to take it in and own it. I'm supposed to actually experiment with it and see if what the book said is real. Not sign up for the next class, but actually find out if this stuff can be tested and is true, and if I can begin to trust myself. If I can actually trust that inner voice, if I can find it again, because it was always there, but can I remove enough baggage that I can hear it again? Can I move enough out of the way? Can I be light enough? Not that I'm turning up the volume on it, but that I've cut down the noise on it that drowned it out. So, hopefully, as you went through your suitcase, you found a few things that you could get rid of right away or that you might plan on getting rid of later. And just remember, those discarded items that somebody gave you might not have ever been mementos. Okay? They might not have. Thank you very much.